And we're back. Welcome back. This week in Waukesha, and it is One World in the original District 1 of Waukesha, where Mike Rosine is here to tell us that politicians and dictators and the guys with the dough, they think they run the world, but they just don't know that our neighborhood, our community has it under control. And Mike's here to tell us much more about that. Mike, what's your first... I know you had a briefing, I think, with the mayor and the city administrator, because I think they're anticipating you're going to be the alderman, unless a write-in candidate from out of nowhere comes in, but highly unlikely. What is your big, hairy, audacious goal that you'd love to? What's the first thing you'd love to do as alderman, or the big, you know, what you'd really love to achieve for our city and for our neighborhood?
Number one is just communication. I've already started email. That's not a city email. Once I'm officially elected and sworn in, then I can have access to the city email so the population and my neighbors can get a hold of me. But I've already started a Gmail account so people can get a hold of me. But
what's that Gmail account again? Let everyone know.
I didn't write it down.
And you didn't
I just
write
started
it down. Okay.
I think it's, what is yours?
But mine is district1waukesha@gmail.com, and that one is the number one.
Yeah, well, mine is the same. Here, so. I took yours, but I made it Gmail.
Well, mine is Gmail.
Oh, then I made Yahoo.com.
Okay. So district1waukesha@yahoo.com, yeah. And that's how you'll be able to get a hold of your new alderman, whether you're a resident of District 1 or not.
Yeah, to further that is basically my phone number will be out there, and I'm going to start. I'm not on Facebook very often, but I'm going to start a Facebook page or link. I think that's what they call that. And then there's also the neighborhood one. What is that called? Neighborhood linked link?
Oh, Next Door?
Next Door.
Next Door is good at. Yep.
But,
so
that is a good one as well, and that's how we kept it.
I call that the missing cat app. It's like every other post on there is a missing cat.
Yeah.
And happy to see most of them are recovered and found.
Yeah,
and returned
but just
safely.
But what I was talking about earlier is just the city of Waukesha's got a great website. Waukesha County's got a great website, and the city's actually easier to navigate. The Waukesha County one just totally redid it, and I can't find anything on
it.
But the city one is easy to navigate as far as who to contact, how to contact, and where to contact them from. But
sure. It's
kind of, in today's information age, you know, everyone's got an email and a phone number and a cell phone, but somehow it's like the art of communication has lost.
Sure.
It's like people don't take the time to, you know, in telling your neighbors, telling your kids, I hate this when this happens. I hate that when this happens. Hate's not the right word, but
sure. It
upsets me when this doesn't happen. Well, just don't tell your neighbors. Tell your elected representatives so they can do something about it. At least if they can't do anything about it, they're at least aware of it.
Sure.
So back to the communication things, and that's one of the things I wish to continue on the Lost Cat app. I love how you said that. That's great.
Sounds great. Well, terrific. And as you mentioned, you've put children through the Catholic Memorial, so you're obviously a patriot of the Crusader program. But as alderman, I kind of declare District 1 as Waukesha South Country, and lately the mock trial team is going to state competition for the second year in a row, defending its state title. So best of luck to Libby Miller and her team, Coach Libby Miller. The wrestling team sent two of their wrestlers to state competition, junior Jimmy Wallenberg, 120 pounds, and senior Isaiah Balderas at 195 pounds. So congratulations to those two young men and to the program on another great season. The varsity dance team finished seventh for Palms, and varsity cheerleading also went to state, you know, in state competition for both. And our beloved varsity men's basketball team, again, won the Classic 8 Conference Championship, are still ranked in the top 10 in the state. And so the question is how do you plan to celebrate the success of Waukesha South Athletics and our other schools?
Well, it just started with all that great statistics, because I can help celebrate it and relish it, because I had not heard any of that. My son's on the CMH fencing team, and
Cool. It's
not as competitive as it used to be. It's growing, just like any teams in high school sports. It has it ebbs and flows. I do know the football team is pretty. I think they won state the last several
times. They sure
did.
Congratulations
and
on
I
that, too.
And I know they do.
They had to leave the Classic 8 to do it, but they won state,
and
no
I
doubt.
Know I think they're female rugby team has done state the last couple of years, and the skiing team is very competitive. And they also have a high school shotgun team, which is a lot of fun.
And I will consider the nice thing about, and I'm one of those public school Catholics, so I was kind of, you know, had this, you know, grudge against the Catholic school teams. But Catholic Waukesha Memorial does draw. It's a legacy school that draws young men and women from outside of Waukesha and from around the area. And it's something we'd love to see more businesses and other organizations making Waukesha a destination. And what ideas do you have for that? Or how do you plan on contributing towards that end about bringing more business and more visitors to Waukesha?
I am pro-business. One, it's where our youth and where our adults can go to work and helps with our tax base. But it's something else. It's also something to be proud of. It's like, hey, you know, that component on that radio or that component from this light bulb or this carpet that was made in Waukesha, we made the component, we sent it to the factory, and it was turned into something. That great pride is slowly being lost as a lot of our buildings knocked down. You know, Waukesha Foundry, that was had to have been over well over 100 years, that fed International Motors Engine Division. And when they closed the International Motors Division in Chicago, they didn't need to have their casting. So that is what's happening. But it's as far as going, what's going, I've been talking to a lot of the businesses and just, you know, I'm pro-business. What do you need? And a lot of them I've talked to said, well, a lot of it, it just starts with something simple, like our employees have no place to park because the street is all no parking. Let's make it no parking. And some of the places that I've talked to that had a hard time with getting their raw materials in, because of the no parking, they needed no parking, so the semi-trucks can get down their road. So basically just...
business friendly zoning type of...
Definitely, you know, looks. I don't know, the TIF districts are more so downtown. Sure. I don't know if the TIF districts in our neighborhood...
Before you leave, Mike, make sure you have a chat with Kerry Chapman, because he's got some great ideas, and he's very upset about some of the big anchors that had... been closed, or in his opinion, what had been forced to close in recent years. And so you guys should definitely have a dialogue. So in addition to the great turnout, we've got people that have been, I consider them my closest advisors and most proactive neighbors. And so, Bob Hedera, Kerry Chapman, Sharon Valley, you know, those are people, please, you know, even though Sharon's not in your district, definitely get her her phone number or her email and all that, and make sure you stay connected.
One of the things is people think like Janesville, it's when General Motors closed the Janesville plant. It's not just Janesville, you know, or larger employers of Waukesha. It's also our smaller employers. You know, it's our restaurants, it's our taverns, it's the local eateries. It's a place that, you know, takes care of your dog's hair, human hair. It's all those businesses. It's what makes up your city. You know, it's like, obviously we're not a huge Ford or GM factory town, but it doesn't mean we can't support our local businesses and give them all the tools that they can do to survive and just plain let them know, hey, we're out there. You know, if your favorite eatery closed, if your favorite place that took care of your dog's nails and hair closed, get the word out. There's other places around town. Just, you know, communication. It's the key to everything.
Sounds great. Terrific. So we have 2 minutes, so I have time for a couple quick announcements here. Is that speaking of Waukesha South, the Raise the Bar fundraiser for Waukesha South Athletics is Saturday, April 2nd, so mark your calendars. And then one of my favorite artistic ventures in this town is Waukesha North High School Marching Band, a great tradition of excellence there. Saturday, March 5th is their big fundraising dinner event. It's going to have live music, a silent auction, and raffles. And that's also at the Loft. Over on N7W23827 Blue Mountain Road, across from the county airport, folks. That is next Saturday, March 5th. So, and I believe there may still be time to order tickets. Tickets are $25.
It's also known the Loft at Cedar Ridge. I got married there.
Lovely. All right, there you go. So, fantastic. So, but yeah, Mike, I think we got 1 minute, but... I know you're running unopposed, but are you doing any type of campaigning to get your name out there and let people know that you plan to stand for their
district? I was talking about it, and I live at a very busy, far too busy in my mind, take Springdale, not Saratoga. Once again, take Springdale, not Saratoga. And when we were out there shoveling, I had all four neighbors say, get a sign, put it in my yard. It's make it a big sign. It's like, I didn't even think of that, but it's just basically get out and talk to the neighbors on, just let them know, you know, hopefully you're turning out on every election, whether it's the governor or the president, but for judges and local politics, local seats, get out and vote. And that's the biggest advice I can get to anybody is vote year-round. Well, not vote year-round, but please vote in every election because your school board and your mayor and your aldermanic district and your county districts are just as important as the governor and president and senators.
Thank you for saying that.
It starts at the local level. It's not top-down. It should be bottom-up.
Sounds great. We're going to go to a break, but stick around. We have more with Mike Rosine.